and the dramatic expansion of the U.S. criminal code. For 5 decades, Congress has increasingly addressed societal problems by adding a criminal provision to the federal code. Too often, we've done this in a knee-jerk fashion, charging ahead with the same failed tough-on-crime policy and addressing the crime of the day instead of legislating thoughtfully and with the benefit of evidence-based research. When it comes to criminal law, only those matters that cannot be handled by the states need to be addressed by the federal government. What valid purpose is served by creating crimes at the federal level if they duplicate crimes being effectively enforced by the states? For example, why should there be a federal carjacking statute? State and local for law enforcement have investigated and prosecuted carjacking effectively for years, long before Congress made it a federal crime. 2 weeks ago, in testimony before this task force, Judge Irene Kelly reminded us of the following recommendations made by the Judicial Conference in 1995 regarding 5 types of criminal offenses it deemed appropriate for federal jurisdiction. Offenses against the federal government or its inherent interest, criminal activity with substantial multi-state or international aspects, criminal activity involving complex commercial or institutional enterprises most effectively prosecuted using federal resources or expertise, serious, high-level, widespread state or local corruption, and criminal cases raising highly sensitive issues. We've ignored these recommendations. Earlier this month, the Congressional Research Service of the Library of Congress informed us that 403 criminal provisions were added to the U.S. Code between 2008 and 2013 for an average of 67 new crimes a year. Of those 403 new provisions, 39 were not even referred to the Judiciary Committee. For the past several years, we've estimated that there were 4,500 federal crimes. Now the new estimate from CRS is approximately 5,000.